Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Dr. Edith Hill is Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation at Flinders University. Joins us. Edith, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Warren.
Now, today we're going to be talking about something, and it's called boy rooms. Now, I don't know. I haven't looked at it. I don't know what we're referring to. What are boy rooms?
Boy rooms are kind of, I think, what a lot of people would think of when they think, what is a boy room? You know, navy sheets, no duvet cover, the fitted sheets like pulling off at the side of the mattress. And basically what someone has been doing on TikTok is reviewing boy rooms. So there's this woman called Rachel. She has an account called Boy Room. It's just boy.room. And she goes into random boys' rooms in New York and reviews the room.
And is she picking, I mean, you are, you know, the stereotypical boy room, certainly when I was a kid with, I suppose, the blue or the dark coloured sheets and all that. I mean, hopefully we don't have that anymore. But is that the sort of room that she is focusing on, the stereotypical boy room?
I think she's more focusing on the boy, and the room just kind of falls into place. And some of them are a bit weird. Like, she'll look at their cord management system behind the TV and just see like the chaos, or one of them has a steering wheel hanging from the ceiling and she's like, why? He's like, I like cars. And she's like, oh, okay. Or, you know, why is your deodorant just in the middle of your bed? Why do you keep it there? And then just interviews these boys about their living situation. And they're just a little messy. And I say boys, these are usually men in their 30s.
Oh, so it's
And then she makes recommendations for how they could make it livable spaces.
I've always had this thing, and I think I get it from my mother. There was a she never had a thing out of place in the house, and I was always like that in my bedroom, and still am. Everything must be in its place. Like, you know, if there's cables, I want them tidied up behind things so they're not hanging and things like that. So does she review those rooms as well, or just the messy ones?
No, it's, well, not that I've seen, put it that way. I think the kinds of rooms that she's going into are from messy single men in their late 20s and 30s in New York. And I have seen videos posted since of men cleaning their rooms and saying, oh, better clean my room in case, you know, Rachel comes over. And it's a joke that you don't want to be caught having the stereotypical messy boy room when you're in your 30s. So, you know, we better tidy up in case she films it and puts it on TikTok.
What do you like do you like things tidied up, like cables and that?
Oh my God, yes. Yes. I like things neat and clean. I think a bit of colourful clutter is good and normal, but things can't be dirty. I don't like the dirt. Like, some clothes could be on the floor, but if they're gross, like a wet towel on the carpet, absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. Yeah, that's kind of my thing. A bit of clutter's okay. Dirt or actual mess, no, can't do it.
I hate it if someone stays over and you say, I'll get you a towel, and you give them a towel, they have the shower, and then they throw it on the bed. And by the time you find it, it's soaked in to the sheets. Really annoys me.
No, gross. Even on like a nice carpet or something, like, why would you do that? Why would you do that to me?
Exactly. Now, someone who I love and we have spoken about before is Grandma Droniak. Have I pronounced that right? Oh, no, we've lost. We're chatting to Edith Hill from Flinders University. We're talking about what's been happening on TikTok. And Edith, do we have you? I think we've got the cans with the string set up now, have we?
Yes, can to the ear, ready to talk.
It works. Trust you, we can rely on it. Let's talk about Grandma Droniak. You've spoken about Grandma Droniak before. She sounds really cool.
Yeah, so I think last time we talked about was because we're talking about different ages and people making interesting and weird TikToks. And the fun thing about her is she is a grandma. She's 94 years old. And she came across my For You page just last night doing an OOTF, which is a take on an OOTD, which is outfit of the day. And an OOTF is an outfit of the funeral. And she was doing a little get ready with me, showing off her outfit to attend a funeral.
Oh, wow. So last, what was she doing last time? She was, that was the funeral, wasn't it? The outfits.
Yeah, she's doing different outfits for funerals. She's also talked about her dating life. And the most recent video she posted, she was actually in the hospital because she had a fall. But she says, it's okay, guys. I just slayed too hard.
Oh, is she okay?
She seems totally fine. And she is 94 and does talk about, you know, being 94. But she has a very seemingly fun and colourful life and likes to share that with her 13.6 million followers.
How much, like, would she best be making a bit of money out of this, though? I mean, that's a lot of followers.
Oh, hell yeah, absolutely. Her videos get, you know, I think on average about 5 million views. The outfit of the funeral was 16.8 million views. She's getting a lot of interaction, lots of comments, lots of views. So I really think she would be making quite a pretty penny at this point.
How's the money calculated, just out of interest, when someone like Grandma Droniak has so many followers on TikTok? How do they calculate? Is it per view or is it based on the number of followers you have?
Yeah, so it's a really good question. And it does depend on where you are and what kinds of content you're making. So you do get paid some very few cents per, you know, thousand or so views. So it is mainly based on views. Now, that is only in America. Australia doesn't have a creator fund on TikTok at the moment. So if I was to get a viral video, I wouldn't get paid anything.
Oh, really?
But yes, I know. It's a bugger because I'm trying and yet here we are making nothing. But it's okay. We do it for the fun. We do it for the love of the content. But if you go live and if you do other things like that, you make more money based on the interaction, who's watching and how they're interacting with your videos.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because we did speak about the potential ban in the US of TikTok a few weeks ago. And yeah. I mean, a lot of people would lose their income, wouldn't they, if that was to eventuate?
A large amount of people would, including people who aren't making content, like social media managers and things like that, who are running branded content for companies. So it would be the creators, but also brands who are using those creators for sponsorships and people who do like the marketing around those things. So it would be a significant loss for, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of people who have that as their full-time income.
Now, Edith, I don't want you to be offended by this, and apologies up front if you are. Are you a nosy person?
I'm so nosy. I'm so open about being nosy. I want to know everything. I'm a curious cat. I like to know what's going on.
Is that, I love curiosity. I think curiosity is fabulous. Is that one of the things that drives you to watch TikTok?
Yes. Tell me about your life. Oh, my God. I just want some of my favourite videos where people are just doing a little story about their day and they're having dinner or they're getting ready and it just feels like it's on FaceTime to a friend and you get, you know, a view into someone's weird life. Love. It's great. I love it.
Share us a, tell us about a video you've been watching recently that I suppose satisfies this nosy part of you.
So this was so fun and there's a little twist at the end actually that I haven't told you about that I think is really fun. So there's this woman, her name is Caroline. She is from America. I was talking about the classic American childhood experience of going on a school trip to Washington, D.C. and seeing Parliament. And I think a lot of Australians would relate to this in maybe year 9 or year 10 going on a school trip to Canberra. I think it's a similar experience. You might go to an art gallery, you see Parliament House and you go, oh, wow, look at that. And it's kind of your first big field trip, like away from home. And so Caroline made this video saying that when she was, I think, in eighth grade, maybe, went to Washington, they met a bunch of other kids who were also on a school trip and shared Snapchats with them. And there was a cute boy. And she goes, oh, that boy is really cute. And he goes, I'm unspoken for. I have a girlfriend. I'm going to marry her one day.
Oh.
And now, a decade plus later, Caroline has made a video and has kept up with this guy's life. His name is Matthew, and has kept up with Matthew and his girlfriend Molly, years and years later, watching them in my friends over Snapchat, and has just announced TikTok that they have actually just got engaged. Matthew proposed to Molly, and the girl who said he was going to marry back in, you know, late primary, early high school, he's actually going to marry her. And this creator, Caroline, has watched this whole journey unfold of a complete stranger's life through Snapchat.
And I mean, what are the chances of, I mean, we all have those school crushes and little relationships and things. What are the chances of actually marrying them and being still with them so many years later?
Oh, a one in a million. One in a million. I saw my husband's boyfriend at Coles the other day and actually said to him, like, oh my God, just imagine, like, if, you know, playing together with the person that you were with in high school. I mean, we looked at each other and burst out laughing. And it was a really lovely moment, actually.
Fantastic. Edith, really good to chat with you. We've run out of time, unfortunately. Hopefully the technology will work better next week when we chat to you again. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
Fingers crossed.
That's Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer in Learning and Teaching Innovation from Flinders University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.